Tuesday the 6th of January, Asar B'Teves, Dayan Shmuel Simon, Asar B'Teves.
Morning. Today being, as mentioned, Asar B'Teves, I'd like to speak on the Dvar Halacha concerning Asar B'Teves. Asar B'Teves is one of the four Tanesim, Takonos HaNeviim, the Pasuk in Zechariah. The Shabur brings it in the beginning of Hilchos Tisha B'Av. Tzema Rabi, Tzema Chamishi, Tzema Shriva, Tzema Asiri. Zechariah talks about four Tanesim falling on the fourth month, as we know Tammuz, and the fifth month in Oz. The seventh month is Tzema Gedalia, and Tzema Asiri being Asar B'Teves. The Beis Yosef brings a very interesting chiddush from the Abu Dram. We know that the first three Tanesim can never fall on Shabbos. Apologies, can fall on Shabbos. Shivas of the Tammuz, Tisha B'Av, Tzem Gedalia, can all feel them can fall on Shabbos. And when they fall on Shabbos, they're not Deicha Shabbos, they get pushed off till Sunday. Asar B'Teves can never fall on Shabbos. However, says Abu Dram, very interesting halacha that Beis Yosef brings from the Abu Dram. I'll quote it. Harav David Abu Dram kosa b'hilchus Tanis. Asar B'Teves hu meshunah mishar Tanis. Asar B'Teves is different, is unique from all the other, different than all the other Tanisim. She'im hoya chol b'Shabbos. Had it fallen on Shabbos, we would not have pushed it off till Sunday. We would have fasted on Shabbos. As they said in Abu Dram, the truth is it never falls on Shabbos. But says Abu Dram, Asar B'Teves, had it fallen on Shabbos, it would have been Deicha Shabbos just like Yom Kippur. And he quotes the Pasuk because there's a Pasuk in Yechezkel, besides the Pasuk we quoted before in Zechariah, which is Mitakonos HaNeviim, the fourth Tanesim. He quotes a pasuk in Yecheskel, Vayihid Vashem Eli. Yecheskel says, the word of Hashem is to me, Vashona HaTashiyas B'Chodesh HaAsiri Be'Osel HaChodesh. On the 10th day of the 10th month, which we know is Asar B'Teves, Ben Adam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, called Yecheskel, Ben Adam, K'sov Lecha Es Shem HaYoim, Es Etzem HaYoim HaZeh, Somach Melech Bobel Al Yerushalayim. Write down that this day, this very day, the king of Bobel, Somach al Yerushalayim, which basically is translated, he approached Yerushalayim. As we know, Yerushalayim, the siege of Yerushalayim began on Asar B'Teves. Seemingly from the pasuk, as Hayetzem Hayoyim Hazer, the Abu Dram learned that Asar B'Teves is not Deicha Shabbos. And the Beis Yosef already asks, he doesn't see where he sees in the pasuk that it's not Deicha Shabbos. But we'll come back to that in a minute. Which is very interesting, it shows a little bit the chomer, the importance of Asar B'Teves. We always tend to imagine that Asar B'Teves is the least important of all the four Tanesim with Mitakonos HaNeviim. We know Shiva Asar B'Tammuz was the time when Yerushalayim, the walls of Yerushalayim were destroyed, and on Tisha B'Av, actually Beit HaMikdash was destroyed by Shushan and by Sin, even Sin Gedalia. The Yidden were killed and they were exiled. Thousands of Yidden were killed after Gedalia and Achikam was killed. And we tend to think that Asar B'Teves was only the beginning of the siege of Yerushalayim. As the Pasuk says, Somach, the Pasuk in Yecheskel, Somach Melech Bobel El Yerushalayim, he only approached Yerushalayim. He did nothing more than approach and began the siege. Yet the Abu Dram says that had it been Chal on Shabbos, it would have been Deicha Shabbos, which needs a bit of an explanation. What exactly does Abu Dram mean? First, in Halacha, why would it be Deicha Shabbos? Another interesting point is that at the end of the day, it never does fall on Shabbos. So the Mai Nafka Minna that the Beis Yosef brings it, if anyway, it's not Deicha Shabbos. The Oz Sameach brings an interesting makor from a Gemara to prove the Abu Dram. He says the Abu Dram got it from an interesting Gemara. The Gemara's in Eirvin. The Gemara's got the Shaila in Eirvin in Daf Mem Amud Beis. The Gemara asks the Shaila, Ba Bei Rav De Yosef B'Tanisa B'Malah Shabbata Mahu L'Ashlume. Ba Bei Rav is somebody in Yeshiva. Somebody in Yeshiva who was Mekabel Etanis on Friday. The minhag was from B'nai B'ra, people in Yeshiva, they used to fast on Friday, the Kovet Shabbos. Nowadays, the Mishnah Berurah says one shouldn't fast on Friday, but there was a minhag dafka to fast on Friday, the Kovet Shabbos. And the Gemara says, Shaila, B'nai Rav, the Yosef B'Tanisa B'Male Shabbata, who's Mekabel Tanis on Friday, Ma'u L'Ashlume B'Shabbata. Does he complete his fast into Shabbos? Machlech is showing what it means, whether he can or he has to. But basically, when they cover Shabbos, does he go right up to Tzitzak Yechovim? Does he fast into Friday night till he finishes the fast? That's the Gemara Shaila. And the Maskon Sagemara is, yes, you have to complete the fast. But that was the Shaila of the Gemara. Says the Osameach, why does the Gemara clear the Shaila only on Ba Bei Rav, on those who had the mimic to be Mekabel Shabbos on Friday? Why didn't Mokleh Legabe normal Tannis Afel on Friday? Now it's true that Shivos of the Tammuz and Tishra B'Av and Sen Gedalia can never fall on Friday, but Asel B'Tevis can fall on Friday. So why did the Gemara clear the shine that Dafka Babi Rab was Mekabel his own Tannis on Friday? The Gemara should clear every time Asel B'Tevis. This is a Gemara, there's Mana Gemara that already fixed the calendar. And at the time when they fixed the calendar, enough time of the other two Tannis couldn't fall on Friday, but Asel B'Tevis could fall on Friday. At the time of the Gemara, they already had a Kviyas Haluach, when Asur B'Tevis could fall on Friday. So why didn't we more clear the Shaila Legab Asur B'Tevis? Says Al-Sameach, that's the Makor for the Abu Dram. Because had it been Asur B'Tevis on Friday, there's no question about it, Avadi is complete in Shabbos. Because Asur B'Tevis itself, says Abu Dram, would be Derech HaShabbos. If Asur B'Tevis is Derech HaShabbos when it falls on Shabbos, Kolshekin Asur B'Tevis which falls on Friday will go into Shabbos. The whole Shaila of the Gemara is, has the Tannis got a Kerech HaZechiah that Friday night you should fast till Seisak Yechovim? Asur B'Tevis, there's no Shailas as Abu Dram. This is where Abu Dram got his Makor from the Gemara, because Asur B'Tevis is actually Deicha Shabbos. If it's Deicha Shabbos, there's no question about it that on Friday you'd zichali mashlin the Tannis till Seisak Yechovim. That's why the Gemara declares that Babi Rabbi was Makabalist Tannis, but Asur B'Tevis Gemara never had a Shailah. This is a beautiful Makor in Abu Dram that Asur B'Tevis has the ability to be Deicha Shabbos. And that's why the Gemara never cleared the Shaila by when Asur B'Tevis was on Friday. There's no question there was posh by the Gemara that you're mashlim on Shabbos. But the Shaila is what exactly is Pshat in Abu Dram? Where did he see in the Pasuk of Yechezkel where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him, Eshem Ayom is Etzem Ayom Azeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu called Asur B'Tevis this day, this very day. Why does that mean it's Deicha Shabbos? Taneisim are only Mipi HaKabbalah. They're Mizman HaNeviim. They haven't got the Koyach to be Deicha Shabbos. Why should Asur B'Tevis have the Koyach to be Deicha Shabbos just because it says it's Etzem Ayom Azeh? And the Achronim, the Viskerov and others say a beautiful Pshat in Abu Dram. And I'd like to start with the Minchas Chinuch. The Viskerov doesn't mean the Minchas Chinuch, but the Chore is built on the Shaila of the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch says an interesting Chiddush. He says, although Mitakonot Hanavim, there were four Tanaisim, as we see in the Pasuk in Zechariah, in the fourth month, in the seventh month, in the tenth month, but the Takonot Mizman Hanavim was never what day in the month. The Pasuk is Tzema Rii, Tzema Chamishi, Tzema Shvi, Tzema Asiri. Mitakonas HaNaviim, there was only a chiyuv to fast during the fourth month, during the fifth month, during the seventh month, and during the tenth month. The Lashon of the Pasuk doesn't tell us what date in the month. It says the Minchas Chinuch, the Takonas HaNaviim was that there must be a Tannis in the fourth month, in the fifth month, in the seventh month, and the tenth month. What day in the month? That there was never a Takonas HaNaviim. That Chachomin came later on, much later on, Bizman HaMishnah. And they were Misakan which day in the month, and we find various shittas in the Gemara, what day of each month they were Misakan the Tannis. But the Takonim Bizman HaNaviim was only in Chodesh Tammuz, in Chodesh Av, in Chodesh Tishri, and in Chodesh Shvat. Tevis. There was never a Takon on which day. For instance, he brings the Gemara says Tishri B'Av. We know on the fifth month we have the Takon of Tishri B'Av. It was on the ninth of all, because that's when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Reb Yochanan says in Tannis, Il Mole Hoyisi Boisadeh, had I been Bizman Takon of the Rabban Bizman HaMishnah, Lekavatim Elo Ba'asiri, I would have made it not on the ninth of all, but on the tenth of all. Why? Do Rubo Shalheichal Nisuf Ba'asiri, because the majority of the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed in the tenth day of the month, not on the ninth day of the month, and therefore I would have fixed it on the tenth day. Who's Reb Yechon think he is? The Mizman HaNaviim had already fixed Tisha B'Av. Zechariah had already said the Chodesh HaChamishi on the ninth day of the fifth month. The Cherisi says the Menchas Chinuch, there's no question about it that the Zman Zechariah Takonas of him was only during Chodesh Av.
When did they fast?
We don't know when they fasted, but that was after, it could take, maybe they picked any day, says the Menchas Chinuch. Each person had their minig, whatever it was. It was only later. The Rabbanon were Misakim which particular day, but they had different days, different communities had different days. There's a chiyuv to fast in that month. Chachomim came later in Misakim on the ninth of Av. And Rabbi Yosef said that I mean that would have been Misakim on the tenth of Av. But that would have been the sky in the Takonas HaNaviim, but there was no particular date. And the truth is, the chiddush of the Minchas Chinuch is mavur in the ritual. There's an interesting halacha on Shiva Asar B'Tammuz. We know on Tammuz we have Shiva Asar B'Tammuz. Why Shiva Asar B'Tammuz? Why on the 17th day of Tammuz? And the Rishonim say, because the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed on the 17th of Tammuz. The first Beis HaMikdash wasn't destroyed on the 17th of Tammuz. That was destroyed earlier on in Tammuz. Nevertheless, the Mechaba, interesting, the Mechaba brings it in Tovkuf Memtes, although the Pasuk says on the 9th of Tammuz, the city of Yerushalayim was destroyed, but we don't fast on the 9th of Tammuz. Why? Because although the first Beis HaMikdash Yerushalayim was destroyed on the 9th of Tammuz, but since the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed on the 17th of Tammuz, because the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash is more chomer than the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash, and since the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash was on Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, not on the 9th of Tammuz, only the first Beis HaMikdash was the 9th of Tammuz, therefore we fast on the 17th of Tammuz. This is a Mechaba, it's Tosis, it's in Ramban, it's Rishonim. That's Pesachim Gemara Shiva Asar B'Tammuz. So do it for, but it doesn't make sense. If Mitakonif Hanavim, when Chaya spoke about Tammuz, he was speaking about the first Beis HaMikdash, which was destroyed in the 9th of Tammuz, how can Chazal come and change it to Shiva Asar B'Tammuz? When Chaya, when Mizman HaNavim, in the second, the Tannis of Shiva of Tammuz, that was for the destruction of Yerushalayim in the first Chovim Beis HaMikdash. How could Chazal come and say that? Because the second Bayi Yesheni was Mochomer, that's why we should fasten the Shiva Asar B'Tammuz. How can he change it? Says the Ritva. Says the Ritva, the words of Mechatz Chinuch. If you look at the Pasuk in Tzchaya, they were only Mesakin Tzom Harevi, a fast in the fourth month, in Tammuz. But what day in Tammuz? There's no Takona Mizman. It's Kimat Nefush in the Ritva, that there was no Takona which day in Tammuz you fast. And although the first Beis HaMikdash is destroyed on the 9th of Tammuz, but you're permitted just as much to fast on the 17th of Tammuz, and since the destruction of Bayi Sheni is Muhammad and the destruction of Bayi Shrishon, therefore Chazal fixed on Shiva Asar B'Tammuz. But the Takana Mizman HaNavim was never on the day of the month, it was just during that month, and it was only later on that they were Mesakim Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, what day in the month. That's the Chiddush of the Minchas Chinuch. And with that, he explains another halacha. We know, as we mentioned earlier, that if one of these tanisim fall on Shabbos, we don't fast on Shabbos. We push it off to Sunday. Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, Tisha B'Av, and Tzom Gedaliah. So the tanisim cannot fall on Shabbos. But the first three tanisim, if they fall on Shabbos, they get pushed off to Sunday. The Minchas Chinuch is of the opinion that why can't you fast on Shabbos? His opinion is that the issa to fast on Shabbos is not an issa deraisa. The issa to fast on Shabbos is a pasuk in Yeshaya, the kolosol haShabbos oinek. It's no more than a pasuk mizman haNeviim, the kolosol haShabbos oinek. He says, why can you not fast on Shabbos if the whole issa is only the kolosol haShabbos oinek, and at the same time the Neviim were mesakin the four fasts? Why can it not be that when it falls on Shabbos, one should fast? Why can't the Tanis be doicha the Shabbos? The whole Tanis is Mizman HaNeviim, and the Issa Tufast is Mizman HaNeviim, because on HaShabbos Einig. Why can't you fast? The truth is, Mishabur and others have got a tzad that the Issa Tufast is a deraisa. Different Makoris in the Pasuk, maybe Asichlu Hayoim, different Makoris. But the Minchas Chinuch is of the opinion that the Issa Tufast on Shabbos is only a bit of a course on HaShabbos Einig. So the Minchas Chinuch, so then why can't you, why is the Tanis not doicha Shabbos? So the Minchas Chinuch, the way he explains is very good. Because there was never a halacha that you had to fast on that particular day of the month. Although the Torah says you have to fast on Tammuz, the Neviim said you had to fast on Tammuz, they never said you had to fast on Shiva Asar B'Tammuz. Had they said Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, and Shiva Asar B'Tammuz would fall on Shabbos, that would be Dercha Shabbos. By the end of the day, they only said you have to fast in Tammuz. Chazal were Mesakim Shiva Asar B'Tammuz. If it falls on Shabbos, that has not the ability to be Dercha Shabbos. Therefore, you have to fight. The Chazal were therefore Mesakin another day, the 18th of Tammuz, and the same with Tisha B'Av, and the same with Tzom Gedaliah, because there was never a takon on that particular day. It was only during that month, and if it fell on Mas Shabbos, there was no koyach of a Tanis mitakonas Hanavim to be derecha the issa of a korosel haShabbos einig, and that's why it's pushed off to Sunday. Nafkemina lahalocha might be an interesting shaila which the Masham and Avnei Nezer discuss. A shaila happens every few years when Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos and it gets pushed off for Sunday. Why? So we learn because it's Tashlumin of Shabbos. It should be on Shabbos, but you can't fast on Shabbos, get pushed off till Sunday. Somebody who becomes Bar Mitzvah on that, during that Sunday, on Shabbos he was still a Kotan. On Sunday he becomes a Gadol. Do you say, which is a Pashtus, Sunday is only Tashlumin of Shabbos. For somebody who was Chayav to fast on Shabbos, he gets pushed off till Sunday. He was a Kotan on Shabbos, so since it's only Tashlumin of Shabbos, since it was a Kotan Shabbos, he's not Mechuyav to fast Sunday, because Sunday is only a Tashlumin of Shabbos. We find many places Tashlumin, since Sunday forgets Havdalah, doesn't make Havdalah on Motzoi Shabbos, gets pushed off, he can do Havdalah the next day, but it's only Tashlumin on Motzoi Shabbos. Somebody becomes a Gadol on Sunday, has no Chiyuv Havdalah per se, because he was Potter at the time of the Chiyuv. Therefore there's a big sad to say that somebody becomes a Gadol on Sunday, the 10th of Av, when Tisha B'Av fell on Shabbos and the Tanis was Nitra, he hasn't got a Chiyuv Me'ikah into fast as Gadol. Yet, the Masham and Avnei Nezer say no. They explain, because really the 10th of Av is also a Sibah to fast. As we mentioned, Rabbi Yochanan says that he be Mesakim the fast of Av, he would have fixed on the 10th day. Because Yubei Shal Heichal Nishrafah. The 10th day of Av is a Sibah to fast. Therefore, says Avnei Nezer, although the Ikka fast was the 9th, but when it's 9th falls on Shabbos, it's not Shabbat with Nidchet or Sunday. Chazal said that when it falls on Shabbos and you don't fast on Shabbos, and what kicks in is the takon of Rabbi Yochanan that the 10th is a cause. Says Avnei Nezer that the 10th day is not so much Tashlumin Derishon, Tashlumin of 9th of Av. When 9th of Av falls on Shabbos, then Chazal made an Iker takon on the 10th of Av because of Rabbi Yochanan's Svara of Meirub Shleichon Nisufa. And if somebody becomes God on the 10th, he has to fast because it's not Tashlumin Derishon, it's a new Chiv of the 10th of Av. That's what Avnei Nezer wants to say. But that would be only on Tisha B'Av. 3 weeks early on Shiva Asa B'Tammuz, with the same year that Tisha B'Av fell on Shabbos, Shiva Asa B'Tammuz falls on Shabbos, and that got pushed up to Sunday, according to the Avnei Nezer, that Zichar is no cause, 18th of Tammuz has no Sibah to fast. That Zichar Tashlumin of Shiva Asa B'Tammuz, and if somebody became a Bar Mitzvah 3 weeks early on the 18th of Tammuz, his Zichar wouldn't have to fast, but it's Tashlumin of Shiva Asa B'Tammuz.
Well, it wasn't a fixed date,
but according to Menchas Chinuch, we can stretch it not only by Tisha B'Av, because glad it happens to be on the 10th of Av, Rabbi Yochanan says a Sibah. According to Menchas Chinuch, any day in Tammuz, any day in Av, any day in Tishri is Be'etzem Yo Yoytze Tachanos Hanabim. No, Chazal came later on Mesak and Shiva Asa B'Tammuz Tisha B'Av in same Gedalia. But in fact, Tachanos Hanabim was any day. It could very well be that when one of those days fall on Shabbos, Shiva Asa B'Tammuz or Tisha B'Av in same Gedalia, then the Geder could be the same. That Chazal didn't say it's Tashlumin. Chazal said that when one of those days fall on Shabbos, Shiva Asa B'Tammuz, Tisha B'Av in same Gedalia, then you fast on Sunday not so much as Tashlumin, but each day in that month is also a Chiv. Therefore, B'mokim and Shiva Asa B'Tammuz falls on Shabbos, Chazal said it's a new Chiv on the 18th of Av. Just as the Masham said it on the 10th of Av, but he says it because Rubei Shel Heich on Nisufa, Akuntum and Chazkinuch, you could say it by every fast. That whenever it falls on Shabbos, Chazal made a new takana that the next day is a Sibah for the fast, because in fact, the whole month, you can fast any day of the month. And that when it fell on Shabbos, it's a new takana to fast on Sunday, which is still part of that month. And therefore, if any child who becomes a Gadol, whether it's the day after Shiva Asa B'Tammuz, or the day after Tisha B'Av, or the day after Tzim Gedalia, when it fell on Shabbos, would have a chiyuv to fast. That's l'chor nafkemin ala halacha kum to the Menchas Chinuch. Having said the Menchas Chinuch, that, again, that the Tanaisim were fixed according to the month but not according to the day, and it's only Bizman Drabbonon that they came late and fixed the day, and we saw that clear in the Ritzvah. Says the Brisker Rav, one could differentiate between three Tanaisim and Asor B'Tavis. It's true that Menchas Chinuch is right on the three Tanaisim, Tzom Revi, Tzom HaChamishi, Tzom HaShvi, they were only fixed according to the month, Mitakon HaSanavim. However, Tzom HaAsiri, which surely means only Tavis, says that Abudram, says in Bishkirov Shakin Abudram, that there's another pasuk with Yechezkel, Ben Adam Ksev Lecha Eshrim Ayoim, Es Etzem Yom Azeh, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him the 10th day of the 10th month, write down this day, this very day, that Somach Melech Bovel Al Yerushalayim, that the king of Bovel took siege of Yerushalayim, there this pasuk in Yechezkel qualifies that it was a takona not only on the 10th month, but Me'ikah had takona Sanadim was on the 10th day of the 10th month. Here is a special pasuk that tells us that the Tanis of Asor B'Teves is fixed to the day, as well as the month is fixed to the day. All other Tanisim, we only have the pasuk in Zechariah, which tells us the month, one day during that month. But the Takon of Asor B'Teves has a second pasuk in Yechezkel, which Abudram darshens, Es Hayoy Mazes, Etzli Mazes, Somach Melech Bovel Al Yerushalayim, that not only is the month fixed, but the day of the month is also fixed. And therefore, that's Pratin Abudram says a Bistarov. That the Asar B'Teves is Meshunah from all other Tanaisim. All other Tanaisim, as we said, they're fixed only in the month, one day in the month. It's only later, Bizman Jabon, they fix what day. But Asar B'Teves has a fixed day in the month, as well as the Takona was that in Teves you have to fast. But Mizmana Levim, it was fixed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yechezkel to fix it on the 10th day of the 10th month. Es Hayoimaz, Es Etzem Hayoimaz. And therefore, Mizman HaNevim, Asor B'Teves, you had to fast on Asor B'Teves. You couldn't say, I've got to fast sometime in Teves, and before, and Mizman HaNevim, I could choose whichever day, and maybe different Kehillahs chose different days. There was a Takona, Me'ike Takona HaNevim, that had to be the 10th day of the 10th month. And therefore, if it comes to Shabbos now, Asor B'Teves falls on Shabbos as Abudram. The whole reason why normally if a Tanis falls on Shabbos you can fast on another day, although the whole if the Tanis is only out for Korachon HaShabbos only, is because who said you have to fast today? Fast tomorrow, fast yesterday. There was no takana which day to fast. That's why it can't be Deicha Shabbos. But Asor B'Teves, which is Mizmana Nevi'im fixed for Asor B'Teves, says Abudram, that was fixed on Asor B'Teves, that's got the ability to be Deicha the Issa of Shabbos, and that's why it says Abudram, you can be Deicha Shabbos. Something once told me interesting, that it's very meduyik in the Tesefta, of all places, as a Biskurov. Tesefta in Saita, Peirvov, Tesefta Peirvov, I can't seem to find it now, but the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, when Gemara quotes a pasuk in Zechariah, each of the Tzoma Revi, Tzoma Chamishi, Tzoma Shvi, Tzoma Asiri, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah dashes each one. Tzoma Revi is Tammuz. Why is it called Revi? Because it's the fourth month of the year. Tzoma Chamishi is Ov. Why is it called Tzoma Chamishi? It's the fifth month, and the seventh month, and the tenth month as well. The Gemara says, why is it called the tenth month? Why is it called Tzoma Asiri? Because it's the tenth month. The Tesefta goes to the first three. Tzoma Revi, Tzoma Chamishi, Tzoma Asiri. And each time it says, like the Bavli, why is it called Revi? Because Revi L'Chodesh, Chamishi L'Chodesh, Shvi L'Chodesh. When it gets to Tzoma Asiri, the Tesefta and its Yalkut Rishani is, well, doesn't ask why is it called Asiri. And it should have asked, why is it called Asiri? It's the 10th month. The Tesefta never asked the question. Interesting, it could be because the Tesefta understood that Tzoma Asiri could mean the 10th day of the month. It's there, the Tzoma Asiri, according to the way Bishlov learns that it was fixed for the 10th day of the 10th month, there you haven't got a kasha so much, why is it called Tzoma Asiri? Because there it's the 10th day of the 10th month. Bishlov and the other three, why is it called that? Says the Gemara, says the Tesefta, it's the third month, it's the fifth month, it's the seventh month. How the 10th was fixed, as the prophet says, Vahid Vashem Eilai Bashon Hashis Bachodesh Asir Ba'ofel Hachodesh, that's why it could be a smach to the Bishlov, that's why it's interesting to hear that the Tesefta never asks, Lomo Nikot Tzemat Asir. The other three it does ask, but that one it doesn't ask, but that could very well be the 10th, because it's the 10th day of the 10th month. We mentioned before that on Shivah Asar B'Tammuz, the date was fixed for Shivah Asar B'Tammuz. Why? Because the second Beit HaMikdash Yerushalayim was destroyed on the 17th. Although the first Beit HaMikdash was destroyed on the 9th, but on the second Beit was destroyed on the 17th, and therefore Chazal Masach on the second Beit HaMikdash, Mishum B'Chubim Ba'ashay Nichomelon. The Lechem Mishnah on the Rambam asks a question. If that's the case, that Shivah Asar B'Tammuz was fixed according to the second Beit HaMikdash, not according to the first Beit HaMikdash, so why Asar B'Teves? Asar B'Teves, why is it on the 10th of Teves? Because in the destruction of the first Beit HaMikdash, Melech Bobel approached Yerushalayim and took siege of Yerushalayim. That was the first Beit HaMikdash. But according to the Rishonim, the second Beit HaMikdash is more humble than the first one. So why did they fix it for Asar B'Teves? They should have fixed it for the day that Yerushalayim was taking siege in the second Beit HaMikdash. The second Beit HaMikdash is more humble than the first Beit HaMikdash. Just as in Shivah Asar B'Tammuz they prefer to choose the date of the second Beit HaMikdash rather than the first Beit HaMikdash, because by Yishchovim by Yisheni Chomerlon, so in Asar B'Teves, which is only Niskan Lefid, because in the first Beit HaMikdash Melech Bavel approached Yerushalayim and took siege of it, why didn't they do the same, be Mesakne Kun, the second Beit HaMikdash? The feel way the Biskurov learned and Abu Dram learned, it's very bullshit. Because they didn't have that flexibility in Teves. In Tammuz you have the flexibility because the Pasuk says as long as it's in the fourth month, any day. So the first Beit HaMikdash happened to be on the 9th of Tammuz, but they preferred to take another day in the month, which was by Yesheni. But in Asar B'Teves it was fixed. The Pasuk in Yecheskel says Abu Dram is fixed to Asar B'Teves. You haven't got that flexibility. There was quite limited. Takonim is Malan Vim. It had to be Asar B'Teves. They couldn't choose by Yesheni. Why is this Abu Dram Lahalocha? This Abu Dram, the Beis Yosef brings, that had Asar B'Teves fallen on Shabbos, it wouldn't be Teichel. At the end of the day, it doesn't fall on Shabbos. Why is it Nagia Lahalocha? And I think the Torah is very poshut. We brought the Gemara in Erevin before. That if somebody is Mekabel Tanis on Friday, the Gemara declares whether he can fast into Shabbos as well. And the Maskon is he can fast into Shabbos, or he has to fast into Shabbos. The Torah brings the Shit of Rabbeinu Meir, that although if somebody fasts on Friday, he has to carry his fast till the end of the day, but the end of the day is reckoned as soon as he's davened Meir Friday night. And if he davened Meir Friday night early, he can break his fast as soon as he's davened Meir. As they speak in Rabbeinu Meir, he doesn't have to go to Tzeisak Yechovim. Normal time it goes on right up to Tzeisak Yechovim. But on Asar B'Teves, because it's Shabbos, as soon as you've davened, you can break your fast. That's the Torah B'Shem Rabbeinu Meir. Says the Torah B'Shem Rabbeinu Meir, but on a Tanis Chaloyim, somebody who fasts a Tanis Chaloyim on Friday, there he cannot break his fast with Maariv, he has to go on to Tzeisak Yechovim. Why? Because Tanis Chaloyim is a Tanis which is Doicha Shabbos. If somebody, Rachmon Litzlan, has a bad dream on Friday night, he's allowed to fast on Shabbos. Tanis Chaloyim is an exception to, it's a fast which is Doicha Shabbos. If Tanis Chaloyim is Doicha Shabbos, then it's got the ability to be Doicha Shabbos, then he hasn't got that kula any longer, that when he doesn't, if he does a Tanis Chaloyim on Friday, he can break his fast after Tfilah. Because the whole het is, because it's Shabbos, you don't fast, but Tanis Chaloyim is Doicha Shabbos. That would be enough committed to the Abu Dram. If Abu Dram, according to Abu Dram, the Asar B'Teves is also Doicha Shabbos, then Asar B'Teves falls on Friday, which it can fall on Friday, according to the Torah, that normally when you fast on Friday, you can break your fast straight after night, straight after Tfilas Maariv, but Asar B'Teves wouldn't be like that. Asar B'Teves, you would have to go until Tzeisak Yechovim on Friday night. Just as the Torah says, by Tanis Chaloyim, since it's Doicha Shabbos, one carries on till Tzeisak Yechovim, because it's Doicha Shabbos, you haven't got the kula that after night you can break your fast. Asar B'Teves, according to the Abu Dram, is the same halacha. Asar B'Teves, which has also got the concept of Doicha Shabbos, also wouldn't have that kula of breaking a fast straight after Maariv. You have to wait till Tzeisak Yechovim. And if we look at the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Shabbos, where the Shulchan Aruch says if somebody fasts on Friday, he can break his fast straight after Maariv, a special kula in Friday night, he says the only exception is Tanis Chaloyim. He doesn't say exception of Asar B'Teves. The Torah says because the Mechaba argues with Abu Dram, just as the Beis Yosef says he can't understand the Abu Dram. He argues with Abu Dram. He says Asar B'Teves is not Doicha Shabbos, just as the other three Tanaim are not Doicha Shabbos, Asar B'Teves is also not Doicha Shabbos. And therefore when Asar B'Teves falls on Friday, according to Shittas HaMechaba, Just as every Tannis, once you've davened Maid, you can break the fast on Friday. It's special kul on Shabbos. According to the Machaber, the only exception is Tannis Chaloyim. But Asur B'Teves, which hasn't got the ability to be day for Shabbos, he doesn't fast on that Abu Dhaham. Again, one's allowed to break, according to the Machaber, straight after davened Maid Friday night, even if it's not Sefer Tichovin yet. With that, I just want to end off one interesting Machaber. The Machaber in Tov Kuf Nun Aleph in Hilchos Tisha B'Av, the Machaber says, talking about the fasts, Tisha B'Av and all the fasts, Kol Dalet Seimus Haloni in Chololiyes B'Shabbos Nitchen La'achas Shabbos. All these four fasts, if they fall on Shabbos, then Nitchen La'achas Shabbos till Sunday. Said the Mishnah Berurah and the Mogen Avraham, why talk about four fasts? Asar B'Teves can never fall on Shabbos. He shouldn't say Kol Dalet Seimus Haloni. Says the Mogen Avraham, it's Lav Dafka. Why is the Machaber talking about Asar B'Teves? It never falls on Shabbos. Why is he telling us all these four fasts, if they fall on Shabbos, they get pushed off to Sunday? It has absolutely no relevance. The Torah says the Machaber is trying to be Meramah's one Nakuda. He's trying to tell us it's Negeh LaHalacha. The Asar B'Teves is Lali Yad Kalei Sim that haven't got the ability to be Derech Shabbos. It never falls on Shabbos. Nafka Mina is that if it would fall on Friday, it would have the colours of the other fast, and there may be other nafkaminas as well, we'll come into now, but the nafkamina would be that it falls on Friday. If it falls on Friday, how long does it, that's the shine of the Gemara in Erevin, how long does the fast go to? Since it hasn't got the curse to be Derech Shabbos, therefore once you daven Maariv, you can already be mafsik. Unlike Tanis Chaloyim, which is Derech Shabbos, the Mechabes is clear you have to go to Sefer Tichovim on Friday night. But Asar B'Teves, which is one of the four fasts, and even Asar B'Teves, unlike the Abu Dhaham, cannot be Derech Shabbos. Therefore, on Friday night, if Asar B'Teves falls on Friday, which it can fall on Friday, once you've davened Maariv, according to the Machaber, the Gemara argues, but according to the Machaber, once you've davened Maariv, even if it's before night, one can already be mafsik because it hasn't got the curse to be Derech Shabbos.